Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
A video went viral of a teacher wanted to have sixth graders ask their senior versions of themselves a question. Do I have that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And so the sixth graders asked the question, and then when they were seniors, they got the questions back from themselves. What a great idea.
I like when they do this.
It's a really smart idea.
I was watching a video, one of those videos that had me tear up, and it was kids that were in, I think they were in first grade or something, kindergarten, first grade, something like that. And it's a video of their whole class, like, walking, holding hands, and then they walk kind of, like, behind a, like, a backdrop of some kind, and then they edited the video, so they walk out the other side as their senior in high school
that's
selves.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
And it was really cool. But, yeah, this one is, I've seen this everywhere.
Hey, Cannon, this is your sixth grade self. Remember me? I've got a few questions for you.
Hey, Will, this is your sixth grade self. I got a few questions for you.
Hi, Nikinji, this is your sixth grade self. You remember me? I have a few questions for you.
Hey, Christian, this is your sixth grade self, and I got to ask you a few questions.
That's awesome.
Hey, Ward, this is your sixth grade self. I've got a few questions for you.
That kid was going to be a frat leader from the time he was in sixth grade, man.
Yeah, I'm surprised his name's not Brock.
Is your favorite hobby still solving a Rubik's Cube, just like me?
I thought it was
just like me.
I thought it was so tough for being able to do that back in the day.
Hey, Ward, is your favorite food still Mexican?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Chipotle for sure. Taco Mamacita.
Is your favorite movie still The Waterboy?
My favorite movie definitely is still The Waterboy.
Oh, that's so cute.
That's cool.
It is. It's a classic.
Is your favorite subject world history or is it math and science?
Not world.
Jeez. Okay.
Wow. Multiple choice.
Thanks, Arvid.
Yeah.
And science.
Not world history anymore. I'm a science guy now.
Also, what is your favorite sport? Is it still soccer?
The stutter is crazy. No, football, definitely. Go Birds.
Is your favorite sport still basketball?
My favorite sport is still basketball. I've loved it all through Macaulay. I love basketball.
Is your favorite movie still Star Wars?
My favorite movie is probably still Star Wars, yeah.
What is the biggest life lesson you have learned this far?
Try your hardest, no matter what. You'll feel bad if you didn't do it. You take enough AP classes and hard classes over the 4 years of high school, you'll realize what happens when you don't try hard, so.
Whatever, humble brag.
Yeah.
Right. You better do it.
Yeah.
You'll end up doing it.
What is the biggest life lesson you've learned thus far?
Always be kind to others and always love others. Just treat your neighbor as you would as yourself.
What life advice would you have given me as a sixth grader?
Be kind to everyone. Every time you can. You don't get a chance to take things back or do things differently. So try to do it in the best way you can. That's all you can do.
I think the biggest thing that I'll take away from Macaulay is that reaching out to people is probably the most important step you can take to building friendships, building a career, building all sorts of things in life.
Macaulay really flies by.
This is an ad for the school now.
Yeah.
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 Expect it, but it really does. It's crazy
somewhere.
That 7 years have flown by in a blink of an eye.
7 years? The thing must be high school, man.
Miss most about Macaulay is being with this group of guys, some of the guys I've been with for 7 years, and it's just a special relationship. I think I'll miss the people I'm here with the most.
I'm absolutely going to miss the brotherhood, just how everybody is united. You can't see that anywhere else. This is the place where it's definitely alive.
I'm going to miss the people.
You think so? when you're graduating.
Yeah. It changes
and
after
you
a while.
Do.
Yeah.
But it doesn't remain permanent.
It's a little different.
You move on. Mm-hmm.
There was a few exceptions for my graduation, but I remember pulling up, looking at my mom and saying, I am so glad this is the last time I ever have to spend time with these people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was the opposite. Yeah, I was that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to miss all of you. All of you. Even you who I barely talk to and you barely talk to me. Not because one thinks they're better. We just have nothing in common. But I'll miss you both. Mm-hmm.
Make the place, wherever you are. But the people really make Macaulay what it is.
Oh, I like this one. Hey, Ward, where are we going to college?
Suwannee, baby, YSR.
Hey, Will, where are you going to college?
Yale. I'm going to Yale University.
You knew from the get-go that Will was going to go places because he's got the most thoughtful questions as a sixth grader.
And he's no doubt a legacy kid.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
I'm going to Yale University.
I'm already in Skull and Bones. I'm going to be a president. A corporation told me.
The kid is 17 or 18 and looks like he's 43 and has a very successful 401k funded already and gives awesome financial advice.
I'm going to study mechanical engineering.
I'm going to Tennessee Wesleyan University for college to play lacrosse.
I'm going to Mississippi State for college.
I'm going to the University of Alabama at Tuscaloosa.
And one more thing, Roll Tide.
Yes,
when Roll Tide. When he was in sixth grade, Roll Tide.
That's cool.
All right, what would sixth grade you have been asking, Steve?
I mean, not just because it would be understood that I was going to be a BMX pro rider.
Obviously.
It would just be a matter of which.
Who's your sponsors?
Yeah, which team I was going to be riding. Was it going to be Hoffman? Was it going to be Harrow? Was it going to be, multitude of other companies?
Dave Mira.
Yeah. Yeah, it would have been so shallow. There's no way that it would have been. Where are you going to college? Or what's the best advice that you've ever received? It would be like, how do I touch boobs faster?
That's what mine would have been. Have you touched a boob yet?
You think it would have been really?
I bet it would have been one of them.
I mean, not if a teacher was recording it, but yeah.
Being honest, though, if I was just doing it like for myself or my friends, it definitely would have been.
Kelly, what would your sixth grade questions be?
Yeah, I definitely would have asked if I was still or if I'd become a marine biologist. I thought for sure I was going to be a marine biologist or working with animals in some way. My aunt was a veterinarian. I loved the ocean, still do. But I thought for sure if I work with animals, it's going to be like underwater, like ocean creatures. So I would definitely have questions about that.
It's funny. I know so many girls.
Oh, yeah.
My sister included. Yeah. I'm going to be a marine biologist. Mm-hmm. Every girl that I knew was going to be a marine biologist.
This text from Maine. Sixth grade self. Did you grow up to be the comedic actor I dream of? No, I'm an electrician, and I don't even think my coworkers think I'm funny.
Sixth grade me would have said, do you have a Camaro?
Depends on when you were answering, if it would have been cool.
Yeah, and I would not have answered yes at that time.
Prebeer, what about you?
Have you made any progress towards owning an NBA team yet?
Have you gotten the phone number for the Chiquita Banana Girl?
No, in sixth grade? Are you kidding? I had
no
idea that I would be as lofty enough to get turned down by a girl dressed as a banana.
You might have been able to say something like, have you touched a banana yet?
Well, I would have known in sixth grade I would never touch a banana willingly.
Not on purpose.
Have you landed that dream job at the Buckle yet? Was it the Buckle?
The Buckle, yeah. That was a fancy place I was going to work until I told the manager. I asked the manager who was attractive if the manager was hot. And she said, some people think so. I'm the manager. And I said, okay.
So am I hired? When do I start?
Yeah,
I'll fill this application out in the food court. Thanks.
I feel like sixth grade you, though, would not have had much to do with girls. It would have been like, hey, is your 70 grand Torino still your fastest Matchbox car?
I would have had one foot in that lane and one foot in the hey, does so-and-so ever have a crush on you, or should I give up hope now? Those would have been the questions, and I could have listed the names. What about this one, this one, this one, this one?
Yeah.
Or
would have been nice to have been told by senior me, punt, go on, do something else.
Hey, how deep is the ditch at your house? Mine's deeper.
Guess which Folgers can is the fastest in the garbage race?
Every time they grade the road, it gets a little lower.
Maitland, sixth grade, you?
I think I would have asked, are we still playing basketball?
You loved hoops?
I did. I was on a little travel team and had a lot of fun doing it and played it throughout like middle school. I think I only played in seventh grade.
Yeah.
And then I didn't make the eighth grade team, or just was kind of like, I'm not very good at this, so I'm going to stop.
Who do you think would be a better shooter, Hot Wings, Maitland or Steve?
It
ain't me.
I mean, I've seen Steve shoot, but I got to imagine Maitland.
Just because she's had some formal training. Yeah. Like once a coach said, this is how you do it.
Yeah.
I still have PTSD from that time I was shooting hoops in your driveway and you and Justin looked at me and just said, look at the way he's shooting. Look at his elbow. And
for the record,
what?
It was Justin first. But then I piled on because you seemed frazzled and it was fun.
Yeah.
Justin accused you of shooting with two hands and putting your elbows out to the side like you were trying to fly.
Like this?
Yes.
Yeah.
You shot. He was arguing you were shooting like a cheerleader when they skip up and their heels kick up.
I mean,
yeah. I mean,
in hindsight, I can't argue.
It's better than he said, but I mean, yeah. You look like someone who should be bullied.
I think my sixth grade self would also ask me, where did you end up graduating from? Because I was still living in Alabama. Mm-hmm. And I loved the school I was at in Alabama because once you got to seventh grade, you were in high school. So elementary was K through 6, high school was 7th through 12th.
Oh,
and when we moved there or moved from there, I was devastated. I was like, I hope my dad retires here. I hope he retires here. So I think my sixth grade self would be shocked to hear that I graduated from school in Harlem, Georgia, and loved it as well.
Yeah, that makes sense. That would have been very interesting for you. Sixth grade me from Lansing. Have the Lions won a Super Bowl yet? Yeah, sixth grade me. That would have been like, oh, God, they got to be close. We got Rodney Pete now. Seventh grade to me as an adult. So you're a pro wrestler, right? Nope. You're a 6 foot tall delivery driver who listens to audiobooks all day after free beer and hot wings and you go to bed at 8. Sorry, seventh grade me. When I was in sixth grade, I remember walking through the mall with my dad, telling him I was going to own my own radio station someday. Never thought I was going to be on it. I just wanted to program it to play what I wanted. So,
yeah, I'd probably ask myself, did we ever go to a Backstreet Boys concert?
Oh, I know what mine would have been. Have you yet attained the job of district manager for the local newspaper?
You were going to do that?
Well, I remember there was, because I had a paper route, and you had to, like, once a week, you had to meet up with the district manager to, like, exchange the money or whatever that you would collect. And I always remember thinking, like, dude, that looks like a cool job, just because you'd get to handle all that cash.
Man. Yeah, it must have been a real joy dealing with snot-nosed kids like yourself who like to throw the newspapers in the ditch so they don't have to deliver them. And deal with I don't know if you ever did that, but
no,
I suspect that's
a
big part of being a paper boy district manager is finding out where all the papers went that were supposed to be delivered.
I'm trying to think of what else I was doing in sixth grade.
I probably would have asked if a series of people were still like my best friends.
Oh, yeah.
And none of them would have been.
Yeah.
Like, I was still friends with them, but like the friend groups just split up once you start doing different classes and stuff. So I would have been like, hey, are Jeff Parker and Randy White still your best friends? No, you still like them, but you haven't talked to them in months. Now it's these guys. And I go, who are they?
Was that Bill and Brian by that point?
Or in that case, actually, yeah. Well, I didn't know Brian yet, but I would have just met Bill in sixth grade. But we weren't friends in sixth grade. We knew each other in sixth grade. We became like best buds in seventh grade. But in sixth grade, if I had said, oh, it's going to be that guy, I'd go, it is?
Oh, I just remembered one. It would be, hey, did you and Todd finally get those sweet tattoos once you turned 18? text like an eight ball or something, like a flaming eight ball. I was like, this is the coolest thing.
Man, I'm going to have a shifter that looks like this one day.
Text from Wisconsin. We did this as freshmen. I totally forgot about it. Come senior year, it was the most depressing letter I've ever read. I told myself in ninth grade that I had all this game with the ladies. By my senior year, I was playing split-screen Halo every night with my brother and hadn't touched a boob yet.
Relatable.
Yeah.
I always took those kinds of things entirely too seriously. So in high school, our freshman English teacher had us do kind of something similar. You write a letter to yourself, and then she gives it back to you on your last day of high school, the day of the senior breakfast. So everybody gets their letters, and you sit there, and you read it. And I just sat there like, oh, my God, and, like, rolled my eyes so hard because I just was like, I just really hope that you find yourself and that you don't. Don't lose yourself in all the chaos and blah, 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 blah. I was like, man, I wish I would have said something funny.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
No.
Just make
it was
myself
just this,
laugh in 10 years.
Yeah. This was just some fake deep BS that I just, what? Get out of here.
I just want you to be you.
Be you. Be happy. Blah, blah, blah.
This text from the 518. Sixth grade me to me older. You are married to C. Thomas Howell, right? That is such a random
C.
actor.
Thomas Howell.
I have the
he was great in Soul Man.
Somehow I fell into this on TikTok. My algorithm right now is name a random blank, and people are just it's so like it'll be. It started with the NBA. It'll be like here's a bucket by a random NBA player you forgot about, and it's a guy named Ed Neely who's 6'7" and a white guy. Just shooting like a 15-foot jumper on the baseline and it rattles and goes in. That's the whole clip.
Boy, our algorithms are different.
But now it's become, here's an actor you haven't thought of in a long time. And then it's just a short clip of the guy of like Skippy from
Family Ties
going, hey, do you guys have any sandwiches? I don't know why, but it's great joy. It's not. I get it. It sounds as stupid to me as it does to you right now.
Yeah.
I think academically I might have said, hey, have you gotten a computer yet that allows you to make a rudimentary graphic in less than a semester?
Right.
That was a whole class.
Sixth grade me to senior me? How many times have you dunked in games? Mm. Definitely would have been a question. And
are you the school's top dunker?
Of donuts, maybe.
It's sixth grade free beer. Hey, your penis definitely hasn't poked out of your shorts when you're taking a free throw yet, have you?
Well, I have bad
news for
you.
You're going to have to get a bigger penis or shorter shorts, son. I'll get those shorts ordered by the school today. Basically a rubber band around my waist. That's how short they were. Maitland,
what's
your wiener would have stuck out. They were so short. You don't even have one. Right?
Yeah.
Back me up on this.
My soul wiener.
Mm-hmm. All right. I suppose if you want to tell us what your sixth grade dream was, we'll be happy to listen and mock you with it.
Has
mock
Big Brother shown me the rubber tree yet?
All right. That's enough.
What's your relationship like with water?
You know, everybody has a backstory, right?
That's your origin story. Yeah.
You don't flood things yet, do you? Why would you even ask a stupid question like
that? Have you done anything weird with your shorts?
Whatever happened to your cum bros?
Why would the sixth grade me know about
no,
any
you
of
even
that?
Have
oh, yeah,
them
you
yet.
Didn't have them
yeah,
yet.
I didn't even have them yet.
I didn't have either part of that.
Style?
I didn't have bros or the first part.
Yeah.
Is Daryl still giving you rides everywhere?
Okay.
Did we marry Daryl?
Grandma won't talk to me about that.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.